Shalom, this is Billy Brim and
your daughter, Shelley Brim Baggett.
And we are reading to you from W.I. Evans' book, This River Must Flow. Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, for whom I worked, considered this man to be one of the most spiritual men he ever read after, and he was one of his favorites. Now, Shelley, we're reading up the book. You can't get the book. It's out of print unless you go online and find it. But we wanted you to understand this. This man saw that there was an awakening coming. He saw that every move of God, that he called it a religious accumulation, that the truths of God had been buried under heaps of religious accumulation.
Yes, rubbish
heaps. But that heap. When rubbish heaps, he called them. But that when people prayed and were moved to pray, then the light of God came through and there was an awakening. So take it up from where you read ended
okay.
yesterday.
All right. But every time new truth has been brought forth, it has been because men have caught enough of the vision from God and have been sufficiently stirred that they held on to God in prevailing and persistent prayer. They have prayed through until it seemed that by their persistence they have punctured another cloud of heaven's blessing. Something more of God's grace has been brought down to earth because they press through and touch God.
Hallelujah.
And that reminds me of what Brother Hagin says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, praying with all kinds of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And that there are different kinds of prayer with mm-hmm. different rules that apply.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in a nutshell, the prayer of consecration and dedication,
mm-hmm.
if it be thy will, doesn't apply to the prayer of faith. Mm-hmm. But here's a prayer that is persistent.
A persistent prayer. You can keep praying it.
Prevailing.
Mm-hmm.
Holding on.
Don't give up.
And not giving up. Because
until you get that through.
Right, because you're not praying for your need alone. You're praying
for... Yeah, it's not like the prayer of faith for us four and no more.
Right.
Right.
It's for humanity.
Yeah.
And then going back to the book, it says, we have the exalted privilege of living in a day when something more than had been lost through the centuries has been restored.
Now see, W.I. Evans lived,
he died
in 1954.
Right.
So his life is going to cover that time when there came the outpouring of the Holy Ghost at Charles Parham's and Azusa Street. And then he has just seen the great healing revivals. So he's going to talk to us now about the outpouring of the Holy Ghost that came after it had been lost
right.
for centuries with the evidence of speaking with tongues.
So he'd right? been a witness to those things.
Yes, he's a witness to those things.
Okay, so that's why he called it a privilege of living in this day. It was restored in somewhat the same fashion. A large number of God's people who knew the Word and trusted God's promises began to pray with a deep hunger. Perhaps they didn't see what the end would be, but they were deeply concerned. At the beginning of this century, which would have been the
mm-hmm. 1900,
groups all over the world prayed for God to move by pouring out His Spirit as at Pentecost. They read in the Word how the normal church proceeded under the mighty anointing and power of God. They read where souls were saved, where men were brought into the kingdom, and the benefits of salvation were dispensed freely and generally. So they prayed for a renewal of that supernatural power.
Mm-hmm.
They prayed until their hearts became more burdened.
Mm-hmm.
And as we pray on, we get a clearer vision, our desires deepen, and thus we pray more and more. So after praying for a while, we see more clearly that what we are seeking for is a glorious possibility. So
that's where I am, yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. So we are constrained to press in and hold on to the promises until we receive the thing we desire. Every shackle of doubt is shaken from us as we pray, and we get the substance of that hope for. Now, this Pentecostal revival of which you and I, in the infinite grace of God, find ourselves a part, was begun in answer to this prevailing prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer in perfect accord with the will of God. So when enough people on earth become concerned about God's doing what He wanted to do, God did it, and there was a great religious awakening.
Praise God! Now he's talking, whoa, glory. He's talking about what happened at the turn of the century, the Azusa Street outpouring, and then it has evolved on into the part, I think he was teaching at the Assemblies of God College in Springfield. Go ahead.
It's almost like he's given us the combination to the lock.
Yeah, right. That's how, that's how it
happens.
And he's in the middle of it.
Yes.
And now he's going to caution them, don't let it go.
Right.
And so read on.
Okay. Now we find ourselves moving along with the people who have yielded themselves to the Lord and are hastening toward the day when Jesus shall come back. We're moving along Ezekiel's River to the place where the water is quite deep.
Huh.
We are in the river, and the river is in us.
Hallelujah!
John chapter 7 says, quote, out of his belly, and then he has in parentheses, innermost being, mm-hmm. shall flow rivers of living water, unquote.
God likened it to a river.
Yes, and think about, we are temples.
Yes,
of the Holy
but that's
Ghost.
Why he can use this.
That's right.
That's why he can take the Ezekiel actual river teaching and apply it to the Holy Ghost, because Jesus said, this is like the river.
Yes.
So go ahead.
Now, if I, and this is Evans.
Uh-huh.
If I mistake not, we who call ourselves Pentecostal are occupying a most crucial position.
Yes. Now here, listen, it's getting interesting.
As God deals with us and draws out our hearts after him, getting us free from condemnation, clarifying our vision, moving us out into a liberty we have not known before, touching our lives with his power in a new way, he is doing these things with a view to benefiting the whole.
Yes.
Now, there's no doubt that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is given to produce in the world a church that in one respect is the exact counterpart of the first century church.
Mm-hmm.
If we've been baptized by the Holy Ghost, the river is intended to flow through us. Remember, Jesus said, he that believeth on me, out of his belly, innermost being, shall flow rivers of living water. We are part of this great Pentecostal fellowship through which these rivers are supposed to flow. If these rivers are not flowing, then we who have been laid hold upon by God to bring the waters to the world are damming up the rivers instead of being the channels God has chosen us to be.
Hallelujah.
Thousands of people have been baptized in the Holy Ghost all over the world. And the purpose is to benefit to the ends of the world and to bring it so rapidly and universally that Jesus can come before very long. Jesus cannot come until the rivers get out there with their benefits to the world. The baptism of the Holy Ghost creates flowing rivers. Every religious movement that God has raised up was intended by God to be flowing rivers. But after they flowed a while, lo, instead of actually being part of the flowing current, the human instrumentality has become a dam across the river.
Now, Shelley, he's talking about the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And Brother Evans is saying that river's flowing.
Yes.
It started flowing with Azusa Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's flowed now. He's writing this probably in the 40s, teaching this probably in the 30s and 40s. And it's to bless the world.
Yes.
But every time God has given truth in the past,
mm-hmm.
in answer to prayer, human instrumentality came along and dammed the river.
Bummer.
Now, I'm telling you right now, in Holy Ghost, in churches, word churches,
mm-hmm.
in churches across America, I don't know about the rest of the world, they're throwing up some pretty human dams across the river.
I know.
I have even heard of a Holy Ghost Pentecostal churches saying that speaking with tongues is not the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Yes, it was the evidence in the Bible, and it's evidence today.
Right.
Unless you throw a river up and say, oh, you don't have to do it. I'm putting up a dam here. You could be filled with the Holy Ghost without speaking in tongues. Oh, I don't care what Acts chapter 2 says. I don't care what 1 Corinthians says. We're going to accept you as full of the Holy Ghost, even if you don't speak with tongues.
Oh,
now, you know, you are born of the Spirit, and the Holy Ghost lives in every single believer. But the Bible says that when they got filled to overflowing with the Holy Ghost, they spoke with tongues, and
yes,
it was the initial evidence. It was when they found that was the initial evidence at the Topeka Bible School then the outpouring came.
Right.
So he is living in a time when he sees a danger.
Uh-huh.
He sees that
he warns it.
He's in Assemblies of God churches. He's in probably Four Square churches and those churches of that day. Let's don't throw up any dams.
Right.
Okay, read on.
Then God has gone to work on that dam.
Then God has to go to work on the dam.
I mean, you talk about love is patient and God is love. The patience of God to work on dams. Think about that.
Yes.
He has put the dynamite of the word in the dam. To blow it up.
To blow it up.
And get it out of the way so that the rivers could flow.
Hallelujah.
And as fast as God dropped sticks of dynamite to blow it up, they patched it up again and made a denominational dam.
Mm.
God waited with patience and tried with his heavenly dynamite to blow out the obstructions. Every once in a while, there would be an explosion here or there, and people on the other side of the dam would get wet. But each time, men would patch it up again, and the dam would hold back the flow.
Mm-hmm.
And then he asked the question, are we building a Pentecostal dam? What a responsibility is ours. Explanation point. God is bringing us to the place where we can see a little more clearly as we look back on our lives and a little more clearly as we look ahead just what He, the Lord, wants to do. Here are some scriptures very familiar to us that stress our responsibility. May they move us to such intercession and concern for God's will to be done in the world that something will happen that will cause the bursting of dams and the flowing of rivers that will never stop until the whole world is reached. And the first one is Mark chapter 16, verse 15.
Mark chapter 16
and verse 15.
15 and 16.
Mm-hmm. Go ye into all the world.
Hallelujah.
Now, certainly, since God poured out His Spirit in such a marvelous way, we have been going into all the world, even when other religious bodies have recalled missionaries.
All right, now we're going to take up with this tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Because we're running out of time here.
Oh, that's a good reason.
And I want to invite everyone to be with us when we're going to have intercession and prayer, just like He just now talked about, at our Autumn Assembly of Prayer for an Awakening that's going to be here in Branson, Missouri. And that's October 29th through November 2nd. Actually, we're having a special day of prayer only on Wednesday evening, the 28th. So meet us at the Hilton right in downtown Branson, the Hilton Conference Center. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. Shalom, shalom.